Hey folks, welcome back to the Top 10 Go Here channel. Today, we're diving deep into the top 10 best Samsung phones of 2023. I know, right? Samsung's been dropping some serious tech goodness this year, and we've lined them up for you. Wanna snag one of these beauties or get more details? Check out those juicy links down in the description. And hey, if you love staying on top of the tech game, don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe for more awesomeness. Let's roll. Starting with our best value pick. This isn't just any budget phone, it's the Galaxy A54. While it's easy on the pocket, it doesn't skimp on features. Believe it or not, it rocks the same 50 megapixels main camera as the pricier Galaxy S23. That's right, this bad boy manages to produce stunning photos that many pricier phones would be jealous of. Though the Exynos 1380 under the hood doesn't shine in terms of raw performance, it does ensure the phone's stamina lasts you an entire day. Thanks, in part, to that beefy 5000 mAh battery. And hey, if you've checked out the older A53, then be ready to be dazzled as the A54 screen is even brighter. At under $300, Samsung Galaxy A23 5G is where value meets functionality at number 9. Compared to that budget buddy, the A23 flexes a Snapdragon 695 chip, plus an extra gig of RAM for a total of 4GB. Oh, and the storage? Doubled up to a roomy 64GB. Don't even get me started on that screen. A zippy 120Hz, 1080p LCD setup that's seriously worth it. Plus, the 5000 mAh battery's a workhorse that keeps the lights on all day. Oh, and it's got your back till 2026 with 4 years of security patches since its US launch. Cameras? They're not exactly the stars, despite the main shooter packing 50 megapixels. The fancier A54 sometimes steals the spotlight with prices as low as $375, making the A23's deal a tad murky. Still, if you're not scoring a high-end phone on a steal, the A23's a solid choice, especially if your carrier's got some tempting offers. Tight on budget? Look no further. Retailing at just $200, the Galaxy A14 is your pocket-friendly champ at number 8. Just a heads up, though, the cameras aren't the showstoppers here. Now, Samsung didn't shake things up too much with the Galaxy A14. It's got the same guts as its predecessor, the MediaTek Dimensity 700 chipset, 4GB RAM, and a 5000 mAh battery that'll keep you juiced up. But hold on, the display's getting an upgrade. It's leaping up to FHD+ while keeping a slick 90Hz refresh rate. That's impressive for the price tag. And the icing on the cake? The Galaxy A14 is $50 cheaper than the Galaxy A13 5G. Plus it rolls in with Android 13 and One UI 5.0. Just remember, if you're in the US, it's black only, but the rest of the world gets to paint the town black, green, red, or silver. Coming at number 7, let's chat about the Galaxy S22 2022's flagship that's aging like fine wine. It might not transform into a superhero, but Samsung dropped the price by a cool $100 after the S23 strutted in. Bargain alert. Now, we've done the Galaxy S23 versus Galaxy S22 showdown, and here's the scoop. The newer S23 boasts a Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 chipset, dialing up both power and battery life. Cameras? They're kind of twins. And while the S23's screen shines brighter, the S22 still holds its own. Lucky for us, Samsung's the gift that keeps on giving. This baby's gonna get updates for another 3 years. If the newest tech isn't your jam, the S22's your golden ticket. Great performance, budget-friendly, it's a win-win. Old but gold, our sixth spot goes to Samsung Galaxy S21 FE. Yup, it's still hanging in there just like the Galaxy S22. A bit like the party that never ends, right? This down-to-earth version of the 2021 Galaxy S21 is up for grabs at $599. It's a tad pricier than the Galaxy A54 but a smidge cheaper than the revamped S22. Now, don't be fooled by the tag. This one's got some cool features from the S21 family. A little less RAM, but you still get the vibe. Oh, and the refresh rate? Manual, my friend. But, here's the kicker, it's pushing 2 years, and we're wondering if it's the savviest way to spend your cash. But hey, if you're itching for a new phone and $600 is your jam, the Galaxy S21 phase got you covered. Good chipset and all. Just remember, there's a bunch of budget warriors in the Samsung army. And a little birdie saying we might see a Galaxy S23 FE hitting the scene soon. Stay tuned. Halfway there at number 5 is Samsung Galaxy S23. This is where we hit the big leagues. Alright, it might not have the flashy drama of the S23 Ultra, but don't be fooled, there's some real good stuff happening here. Thanks to the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2, this phone's got more oomph than your morning coffee. And hey, it's not just about power. This chipset does wonders for battery life too. No more charging anxiety, sweet. The screen's gotten a facelift too. It's as bright as its fancier siblings, the S23 Plus and Ultra. Oh, and the camera? It's gotten a nice tune-up, though not like, earth-shatteringly crazy, but hey, we'll take it. So, for a cool $799, you're getting a solid Samsung flagship that won't break the bank in packs in those premium feels. Score. Love big screens but can't stretch for the S23 Ultra? The S23 Plus has got your back at number 4. It's like the Galaxy S23's twin, but on a growth spurt. And hey, if the S23 Ultra's price tag feels like a punch to the gut, the S23 Plus at $1,119 is a welcome relief. Sure, the huge screen's the star, but this phone's got more tricks up its sleeve. A beefier battery gives you a jaw-dropping 11.5 hours on our battery test, now that's endurance. And don't miss the 45W charging, power up pronto. Now, let's not forget the similarities with its sibling. It's all good news, really. A dazzling display, snappy cameras, and a solid 4-year software promise. For the lovers of oversized screens, this is your ride. On to the top 3. Number 3 brings us the Z Fold 5, while not dramatically different from its predecessor, feels refined. But for the foldable newbies, this is the sleekest one yet. That's thanks to a revamped hinge, making this baby slimmer and more featherweight. Big shout out to its heart, the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 chipset, yup, same as the Galaxy S23 series. This thing's a performance monster, but the real MVP? Its battery life. For the first time, the Z Fold lasted over 11 hours in our test, totally schooling the Z Fold 4's under 10-hour game. Despite having the same camera setup, this chipset gives your snaps an upgrade. However, with the Pixel Fold rocking the same price tag of $1,799, we're really hoping Sammy could give our wallets a break. Still, this one's holding its crown as the king of foldables. Our second spot goes to Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 5 for the flip lovers. It's Samsung's fancy foldable, but it ain't too different from the last one. It's got that same cool hinge from the older models and finally, it shuts all the way, nice and tight. But hey, the big news? The outside screen's bigger now. From a tiny 1.9-inch strip, we're talking a 3.4-inch screen. Although, there's a catch. You can't use all apps on this outside bit, unlike those Motorola Razr Plus folks. But still, the new display feature? Totally here for it. Under the hood, it's got that Snapdragon 8 Gen 2, meaning smoother performance and better battery. Though, heads up, some other phones still last longer. Priced at $999, this baby's Samsung's budget-friendly foldable. And yeah, it's a good deal, but fingers crossed for juicier upgrades next time around. And here we are, number 1, the Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra. It's not the flashiest upgrade this year, but boy, is it a stunner of a phone. Taking the best bits from the older S22 Ultra, this bad boy's got a sleeker design with a less curvy screen and feels just right in the hand. The inside's all geared up with the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2, giving us smooth scrolling and epic gaming sessions, without the phone breaking a sweat. And the battery? A solid 1.5 days, easy peasy. But heads up, charging ain't lightning fast, and you'll need a separate charger. Camera lovers, get ready. With a whopping 200 megapixel sensor, your shots are gonna be next level. And oh, did I forget the S Pen? Yep, that's there too. Sure, it's a bit of a splurge, but trust me, it's so worth it. That's a wrap, folks. Remember, the right phone for you depends on your needs. Whether you're on a budget or seeking flagship luxury, Samsung's 2023 lineup has something for everyone. Thanks for hanging with Top 10 Go Here, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button.